Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 77, The Blue Ant Queen. The Blue Realm is a wonderful place. It is the home realm of the Summoner. Earth is his home planet, and it is the planet that this story usually focuses on. But definitely, it is not the only planet in the Blue Realm, and it is not the only planet that the Summoner has been to. One of the planets that he has been to was one called Beoxel, and it will be the focus of the story today. But first, we have to start in the Green Realm. The Summoner is here. His body is with another warrior named Michael, but his spirit is with a group of bats. It is a large group, and his spirit encompasses many bats. The Summoner is then swept away in a wave of memory. He is standing in what appears to be a palace. Everything is so familiar. He knows that it is a memory, but he just doesn't remember it ever happening. The Summoner is shining, and a young, beautiful woman is smiling. Blue flames come rushing towards them. He should be afraid, but he is not. The flames engulf both of them, and he feels happiness. He does not know why. Then the young lady grabs him and kisses him. She is special to him. He doesn't know why. He doesn't even know her name, although he feels that it is on the tip of his tongue. He struggles to remember, and then comes the word, Spax. Just as quickly, the wave of memory is gone. He is again back to reality. And what a dizzying reality it is. He feels the bats that are flying. He feels the ones that have landed. He feels the spirits that he has also summoned. For the Summoner, it is just disconcerting. He feels very strange. The Summoner is again losing control. Last time, he was pulled back to himself by a little help on Artonia. But in this place, the place he is now, nothing can get to Artonia. This is very different from how he usually loses control. Maybe he is just weaker. No, this is different. There is something that just isn't right. Maybe it is that he is in the rift that has opened in the Green Realm. The darkness of this place drains the warriors. It drains him too. But again, this is just not the whole story. The dizzy array of flapping wings play with his mind. He feels himself becoming a bat. Then it happens. The ones on Atonia cannot help him, but there is someone who can. He hears the voice of his sister. He hears Amy calling to him, calling him by his birth name.
Yuta! Yuta!
It is an anchor. She seems to always be an anchor for him. The doctors say that she is just in his head. But he knows that that is just not true. So he just tells them that he doesn't hear her anymore. He needs her. She helps him.
Help me, Yuta! Help me!
But this time, Amy is asking for his help.
Yuta, something is happening. I can't focus.
I cannot either.
Yuta!
As the summoner hears her voice, he feels himself someplace inside himself. It is related to Byakso. The summoner doesn't quite remember what happened to himself there. It is blocked from his memory. Maybe it is blocked by himself, because it was on Byakso that his sister Amy died. But there is another reason, too. The memory is blocked by a blue ant. Her name is Spioxios Montanian, but the summoner just called her Spax. Spax is a princess. She is the youngest of 7 daughters. The summoner is holding hands with her, standing in a room. There are no words. He is just staring into her eyes. He knows that he is happy, and she is too. The doors to the large room flies open, and the 6 sisters flood into the room. They are laughing and giggling. Yuta can only catch the words, "Love is strong here." Amy is with them. The sisters gather around Spax. Amy takes the summoner's arm and tells him that it is time for him to go. The summoner doesn't move, so she pulls. Maybe it's a little too hard as Yuta stumbles. He leaves, still staring at Spax. The queen comes into the room, followed by 2 maids. The maids are pushing in a large rolling mirror. Spax is guided over to it. Spax puts out her hands and touches the glass of the mirror. Then she pokes her head into the mirror. Her head goes through the mirror. The mirror is like liquid as her head goes through it. She brings her head back and her eyes are glowing blue.
No. No, I won't allow it. It is my right not to allow it. I will stop it.
The girls stop giggling. Then one says, "But he will forget you."
No, I can't believe that.
Then the queen speaks. "Even you will forget yourself. You will not remember what you saw."
How will I know what to do?
You will know because love is strong here. Spax puts her hand over her heart.
I choose to do it, because love is strong here.
There is a wave-like feeling, and once again the summoner is back to reality. He hears the ever-increasing screams of Amy. "Amy, I'm here! I won't lose you like I did in the Blue Realm!"
I don't know what is happening! I've never felt like this!
"Calm down, just relax. Everything is okay." The summoner wants to help, but he doesn't know how.
I can't control myself. I am losing my mind. Something is wrong. Something is so wrong. I'm scared.
The summoner tries to reach out, but he is overwhelmed by memories again. He finds himself with Spax again. They are in the palace once more.
Yuta, there is no time. Nothing has worked. The walls of the palace are falling, and the sky is crashing into the ocean.
Where's my sister?
I'm afraid she has fallen prey to the mice.
I have to do something. The loudspeakers come online, and the palace voice speaks.
The queen and all of your sisters are dead. Congratulations! You are now the Blue Ant Queen!
The words hit the young queen hard. Her face contorts and she begins to cry. Clapping and cheers come across the speakers. The crying of the new queen snaps the summoner out of the memory. That along with the new insane screams of Amy. Then everything seems to calm down a bit. There's a voice from nowhere.
Hello, I am Badana. I have heard your screams through the darkness.
Help me!
I will. I am encapsulating you with an artificially generated psychic shield. Everything becomes quiet and peaceful.
I didn't mean to call.
Don't worry. I understand. We are only here to help.
Why are you helping us?
I have come here with Kelly to find Michael.
Where are you? What are you?
I have entered the orbit of this planet. I am a sentient psychic ship.
I have to get back to my body.
I will help guard it till then.
Thank you.
I am psychically masking your presence, the presence of your body from the Dark Ones. And Kelly is going to help there too.
There's a Dark One in Kelly.
She has been freed.
Meanwhile, Michael carries the body of the summoner. He wonders why the summoner has not woken up as he runs from the Dark Ones. He comes to a small lake, and it becomes like a giant Dark One. So Michael shines. He freezes the monstrosity, but then he finds himself surrounded by the Dark Horsemen. But they do not capture him. Badana masks Michael and the summoner from the sight of the Dark Ones. That's when Kelly just shows up. She fires some type of ray gun. Then she just turns and runs. The Dark One's attention is taken away, and they begin to chase Kelly. Kelly is saving Michael, but Michael can't let this happen. He gets ready to run after her, even if it means leaving the summoner. But he finds himself stayed. Ironically, this is what his power does, and now he finds it done to himself. He wants to cry out, but he cannot even speak. Meanwhile, with Kelly, the Dark Ones catch up to her. It is inevitable that she is caught. There are just too many of them for her to flee from. They fire their weapons, and they bring her down. Then they swarm to her. They swarm to eat her emotions as they possess her again. Strangely, they feel her emotion is gone. It is like it has just been removed. She should be fearful and full of despair, but she is not. They decide to possess her anyway and find that they cannot as she seemingly fades. So they drain her, and finally they see that she is a hologram.
so they drain her to nothing. Back with Michael. Michael still cannot speak, but he can see that the summoner is able to speak. The summoner is seemingly speaking to himself as Michael just watches and listens.
Amy, I understand now.
What do you understand?
You should know.
What should I know?
That you are not my sister.
Amy stares.
Who am I?
In the memory, I left.
What?
I left you with your sisters. I left you with your sisters. The memory was not mine. It was yours. You are Spax. You are the Blue Ant Queen.
Next time, gathering.